Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
While the cuts continue down at City Hall, it's a whole different story at the Department of Education, where the scramble is on now to find enough teachers to cover all the students who have opted for remote learning. Newsman Al Jones with the story tonight.
Despite promising for weeks that every student would get live instruction from remote teachers, schools Chancellor Richard Carranza admits they don't have enough teachers to pull it off.
But as we look at the first day and know that we're working through some of these staffing challenges, we're being honest with the public. Nobody's hiding anything here.
With remote instruction up and running and in-person learning beginning Monday, Mayor de Blasio says they're still looking for teachers.
But over time, we're going to be continuing to improve the quality both in classroom and remote.
Principals will be asking teachers to instruct different subjects, the mayor adding, "We're asking more of our teachers because the kids deserve it." Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.